How old is your mother then?
66. She said that they just couldn't believe, because that was just really, that was a big deal to them.
Something to see.
Oh yeah, they thought that was really amazing. But, I know something else that along this line, although it isn't about blacks. When you're talking about white people who, they are sort of too lazy to work and kind of good for nothing.
Poor white trash.
Yes. Yes, you knew that word. How about people who live way back off in the hills and don't ever come to town very often? Of course, you don't have too many hills right here. But people.
I know
who,
what you're referring to. But I can't come up with a word right now. You want to turn it off while I think? This is what I'm here, though.
Oh, they wouldn't use that around here. Mm-mm. Well, another word, have you ever heard Hoosier?
That's Illinois. North.
Oh, a northern, yeah. Mm-hmm. How about cracker?
For white people. Of course, we don't hear it. Now, my daughter lived in Memphis for a while, and she would come back using some of these terms.
She would have heard that, yeah. Or, let's see, what are some of the other words? Hayseed and a backwoodsman and...
Right out of the corn patch.
Right out of the corn patch. Oh, that's a good one. That is really a good one. If you wanted to know how many times someone did something, you would say, well, how?
Often.
And if you were agreeing with someone who said they didn't want to do something, you might say, well, me...
Either. Or neither. Me either. I would say... Me neither, probably.
Me neither. Now, this next part's just for pronunciation, and I'm just going to point to parts of my body, and you just say, okay, this would be my...
Forehead.
And this would be my... This growing here would be
hair.
Yes. And on a man's face, he has to shave his...
Beard.
And this one, as distinguished from this one, this would be my...
Left ear.
Yes.
Right ear.
Yes. And this would be...
Tongue?
Yes, and then the thing you talk with is your, the whole thing.
Mouth.
Breath. And this would be...
Throat.
And all around would be...
Neck.
And have you ever heard the term goozle used?
I've heard it if somebody, if they're going to play with you or pinch you or something like that.
One of these would be...
Tooth.
And all of them would
teeth.
Be... Teeth. And this area up above...
Gum. Mm-hmm.
And this part of your hand.
Palm.
And this would be...
Fist.
And two of them would be...
Fists.
And the places that move, well, like where you can get arthritis, as I well know, are in your...
Joints.
And the upper part of a man's body is...
Torso. No. Waist. No. Upper part. Chest.
Yeah. And then, these would be...
Shoulders.
And one of these is...
Hand.
Two.
Hands.
And this would be... actually, this whole... Right, this whole thing. And this would be...
Instep.
Mm-hmm. And then this, the thing that you walk on, right? And both of them would be...
Feet.
And this front part that you knock up against...
Shin.
That, yes. And now, the back part of your thigh is like... People squat down, you say you're squatting down on your...
Haunches?
Yes. Have you ever heard people are talking about someone who looks kind of white, and maybe they've been sick, and they look...
Pale?
Kind of, yeah. Have you ever heard the term peaked?
Mm-hmm. In that? And puny.
Puny, yeah. A person who can, who is very robust and healthy, you might say that person is really... Oh, okay, let me ask it another way. A person who can lift heavy weights, you'd say that person's really...
Strong.
Yeah.